WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Sark. Ever feel like your phone is a portal to both endless entertainment and a constant source of stress? Yeah, me too. Today, we're diving deep into the wild world of social media and how it can seriously impact our mental health. We're talking about that good, bad, and ugly stuff, a comparison game, the fear of missing out, FOMO, and even the downright toxic behavior you sometimes see online. Now, before you ditch your phone and run for the hills, hear me out. Social media isn't inherently evil. It can be a powerful tool for connection, inspiration, and even building communities. But like anything in life, it's all about balance, awareness, and knowing how to use it without letting it use you. So, here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this digital jungle. First off, understand the power of comparison. Social media is often a highlight reel of people's lives, the perfect vacations, the dream jobs, the seemingly effortless success. Remember, those posts only tell part of the story. Think about it, would you rather scroll through your friend's curated Instagram feed or grab coffee and hear their real stories, both the good and the bad? Second, recognize FOMO, fear of missing out. This insidious feeling can creep in when we constantly see others having amazing experiences and we start to worry that we're not living a full life. But guess what? You're living your life with your own unique journey and experiences. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. They're both fruit, but completely different. Third, be mindful of negativity. Let's face it, the internet can be accessible of negativity sometimes. Toxic comments, hateful posts, and endless drama can take a real toll on your mental well-being. It's okay to unfollow accounts that drain your energy, mute conversations that bring you down, or even just step away from social media altogether for a while if you need to. You're in control. Fourth, prioritize real-life connections. Remember those amazing people who actually exist outside of the digital world. Make time for face-to-face interactions, engage in meaningful conversations, and build strong relationships with your loved ones. Those are the connections that truly matter and can provide genuine support and happiness. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your family and friends, your passions, even the little moments of joy. Social media often focuses on what we lack or what we want more of, but shifting your attention to gratitude can dramatically improve your overall well-being. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright young woman who's constantly comparing her life to the seemingly perfect life she sees on Instagram. She feels overwhelmed by FOMO, gets caught up in negativity, and starts to feel anxious about not measuring up. Her real-life relationships suffer because she's too preoccupied with her online persona. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Sarah can break free from the cycle. She can start by unfollowing accounts that trigger negative emotions, prioritize face-to-face interactions with loved ones, and cultivate a sense of gratitude for what she already has. Remember, it's about taking control of your social media experience, not letting it control you. So, the key takeaways are this. Be aware of the impact social media can have on your mental health. Practice mindful consumption. Prioritize real-life connections. Cultivate gratitude. And remember that you're in control. Think of this episode as a wake-up call and invitation to use social media wisely and intentionally. You've got this. Now head out there, engage with the world around you, and let's make every day a little less anxious and a whole lot more authentic. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. See you in the next one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.